Playwright John Patrick Shanley's characters are often in conflict with one another and with themselves. His plays are dramas of ideas with characters whose internal struggles mirror our own. Storefront Church, a new production of the Actors Group that opens next week in Honolulu, is described by the playwright as a mortgage crisis that brings about a spiritual crisis. Kathy Bowers is the director, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
This is a playwright who's really good at kind of conveying the complexity of character, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yeah. All of the characters in his plays have their own struggles and are very complex.
So that's a challenge both for you as director and for the actors, right?
That's true. That is very true.
So how do you prep actors for roles like these?
I've been lucky, very lucky, in when we've had auditions for plays. I was particularly lucky with this one, having the quality of actors come in.
So step one, get good actors.
Right, right. Yeah. Makes my job as a director an awful lot easier. I don't have to teach them about the craft.
Yeah.
What I do with a play normally is I let the actors tell me what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And by the first run through of the play is I don't do a lot of, quote, blocking. Mm-hmm. I see what the characters have to say.
Yeah.
And what they would do, what they think they would do. And then we begin to refine that process.
Mm-hmm.
I let them do it unless I believe what they're doing is in conflict with what I see the playwright as wanting to get across to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it very interesting. Our discussions are incredible. After we've gone through a scene, we'd sit and talk about it. And layer upon layer upon layer is revealed. And it is just, it's so stimulating to be a part of the process.
It works so much better when the actors arrive at their own conclusions.
It does. It does.
You hear so often about directors who, you know, go so far as giving line readings, and that can make actors feel as if they're just sort of, you know, ventriloquist dummies a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, it can.
At its worst, right?
At its very worst, right. There are times when I have to correct the emphasis in something. Mm-hmm. Somebody misreads. It's like saying, how are you versus how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when a certain emphasis is clearly indicated in the play, that kind of thing. But most of what the characters do with the dialogue comes from their knowledge of the character. And I'm very lucky to have people that spend a lot of time with their character.
Does the playwright give you help in terms of the stage direction, the descriptions of the characters in the text?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's a lot. We have one of the characters who's he's described as having a facial deformity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to work that into his makeup so he can appear that way. And he's doing a marvelous job.
Because some playwrights don't give you a lot of help beyond the lines themselves.
That's correct. But
right?
Shanley does give you a certain amount. But he certainly does not deliver you a complete character, and this is how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he gives he gives credit to the actor for their ability to do that.
And thereby keeps his work alive, I think.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So tell me about the situation that kind of gets things going in this play.
Okay. Jessie Cortez has made the space below her apartment available to a young minister who wants to open a storefront church. He feels that that's what he's been led to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes out a second mortgage on her place to give him money to renovate. And he comes to a spiritual crisis of his own and can't do anything else. He's spent the money. He hasn't started having services and has no way to pay the rent.
Does he just not feel qualified to be instructing people when he's having a crisis of his own?
No, I don't think so. He is paying attention to what he believes God is telling him to do, mm-hmm. whether or not it looks good to others.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessie Cortez believes in him and does not think that he's trying to pull something over. A lot of other people in the play do think he's trying to pull something over. And that conflict is certainly central to the play.
Well, his hesitation puts everybody in a pretty awkward place.
Yes, yes, it does indeed. They are, each of the characters that comes into it is connected with it in some way. There's a loan officer. There's Jesse's husband. There is the Bronx borough president who happens, his mother happens to be a friend of Jesse's. Mm-hmm. And then there's the minister. And the bank president who holds the mortgage. So all of these people come together in this story to with their own baggage, so to speak, and it's just very compelling to watch how this, and it doesn't really get resolved. That's one of the things about Shanley. He leaves a lot of things to you to decide as an audience member.
Plenty to think about as you leave the theater.
Right.
Then. Great. Sounds like it must be a lot of fun to put this production together.
I just feel like I have to pinch myself every once in a while because I'm doing what I just love.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Kathy Bowers is the director of the Actors Group production of Storefront Church by John Patrick Shanley. It runs September 4th through 20th at the Brad Powell Theater in Eveleigh. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.